time and again throughout the report, there are unacceptable examples of poor care, neglect and disregard.
There he is telling us about the appalling care that went on at Stafford Hospital. It was us that told him. You know, we don't need to be told this again.
It's thought over 1,200 people could have needlessly died at Stafford between 2005 and March of last year. One of those was the mum of Julie Bailey. She's long been campaigning for a full public inquiry.
What we need to be doing is to be looking at the regulatory bodies in a public arena. We need to be looking at the role of the coroner, and we need to be looking at the role of the Royal College of Nursing and Unison. These were the very bodies that people were going to them, and they were doing absolutely nothing about it.
Today's report from Robert Francis QC says the scale of the failure was even greater than the previous Healthcare Commission report had thought. Patients were left dirty and without food, and in some cases, the report says, stripped of their dignity.
I was shocked by what I was told by nearly 1,000 people who came forward with complaints. There was a systemic failing that has to be addressed and acknowledged.
Robert Francis says all staff must share the blame for what happened, and the NHS needs to learn from the mistakes.